Retrospective. Emmett Till and Other Black Lives. Part 1. 'Twas Money, Mississippi, 1955. Emmett, 14, from Chicago, was on summer vacation visiting his great-uncle Mose, a preacher. After picking cotton with other young folks late one afternoon, as kids do, they went to the little town store for soda and candy. That same activity, frequenting a convenience store, would prove fatal for 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in 2012. He was shot by a member of the Community Watch in Sanford, Florida. The shooter was acquitted. Black history repeats itself. Being uppity wasn't socially correct for a young black boy. A northerner, Emmett knew no better, so on a dare, he took a good look and whistled at the pretty young white woman who clerked at the store. The versions between the cotton pickers and the white lady varied, but the whistle was not in question. 4 days later, the young white lady's husband and his half-brother, both veterans, searched out young Emmett to take him up the road and just whip him, they said. In 2014, Eric Garner, a big man, was choked to death by police for selling loose cigarettes. 11 times he said, "I can't breathe," while several officers held him down on a New York City sidewalk. No one was charged. Black history repeats itself. Emmett's lesson proved to be more severe than just a whipping. They smashed his face and skull, shot him in the head, tied a heavy metal fan to him with barbed wire, and threw him into the Tallahatchie River, where he later washed up on a snag. Evidently, he was disrespectful while being beaten, didn't say yes sir and no sir. His abductors were acquitted by an all-white jury. They later admitted to the crime when protected by double jeopardy. In 2014, 12-year-old Tamir Rice was shot dead in a Cleveland playground playing with a toy gun. The officers were acquitted. Black history repeats itself. Emmett's mama, Mamie, came to identify her son and demanded pictures be taken of Emmett's disfigured and mutilated body. Emmett's identification was greatly aided by the fact that he was wearing a family ring. In 2015, Sandra Bland wouldn't put out her cigarette during a routine Texas traffic stop. She died in jail after a few days under mysterious and questionable circumstances. She allegedly hung herself. Black history repeats itself. In 2018, Emmett Till's alleged cold case was reopened. In the 2017 book by Timothy B. Tyson, The Blood of Emmett Till, Carolyn Donham Bryant, now 84, is quoted as saying during a 2008 interview that she wasn't truthful when she testified that the black teen grabbed her and made sexual advances at the Money, Mississippi store 6 decades ago. "Nothing that boy did could ever justify what happened to him," she said. A memorial placard was placed on the Tallahatchie River, where Emmett's body was found. It is riddled with bullet holes. Black history repeats itself.